the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the House has voted to censure Democratic Congressman Al Green for disrupting President Donald Trump's address to Congress earlier in the week. The representative from Texas offered no regrets when he explained his actions on the House floor and said he'd do it again. The resolution against Green was approved in a mostly party-line vote on Thursday. House Speaker Mike Johnson had Green removed from the chamber during the early moments of Trump's speech Tuesday night. Green shouted at Trump after the Republican president said voters had given him a mandate not seen for decades. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin is making clear that DEI-related initiatives will remain in New Jersey schools, despite pushback at the federal level.
Plotkin has once more teamed up with other attorneys general to counter an executive action from the Trump administration, joining 15 other Democratic state AGs and issuing guidance to schools of all levels regarding diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility initiatives. The guidance is in response to a slew of White House policies targeting DEI in education. In New Jersey schools, state law gives DEI a prominent place. The guidance asserts that, in effect, the current actions from the executive branch do nothing to those state laws. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's Democratic race for governor is a crowded one with six candidates. More than 3 months to go before the June 10th primary remain, and a new FDU poll shows three candidates are pulling ahead.
The top candidate in terms of name recognition and overall favorability is the mayor of Newark, Roz Baraka. He is doing very well among the more progressive and liberal base of the Democratic Party in the state.
Executive director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says also doing well is New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill and Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop. Tomorrow, we're going to report on what polling looks like for the four Republican candidates running for governor. A 54-year-old Flemington man called 911 on himself after choking and suffocating a child. Police say they arrived at Daniel White's home in June of 2024, where he admitted to possessing sexual abuse materials. He then showed officers at least 30 disturbing files from his cell phone. White also told police he attacked a child in his care in 2020, strangling and choking the minor while attempting to rape the victim. He's pleaded guilty to attempted sexual assault. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we cooling back down? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 Inskin weather. It's another day and another wind advisory. Gusts around 40 miles an hour are possible later today. That wind advisory in effect 3 p.m. to midnight for most of New Jersey. Cold front opening the door to a colder, drier air mass today. So not only are you holding on to your hat, get ready to grab the heavier jacket. We'll settle in the mid-40s this afternoon with clouds and sun. The gusty wind will not let up tonight. Clearing skies, chilly temperatures, lows around 30, and still blustery tomorrow. But at least we'll have sunshine and seasonable temperatures for your Friday. Highs in the upper 40s, dropping to the mid-40s this weekend. There could be a sprinkle or flurry early Saturday. Then morning clouds give way to sunshine once again. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hackensack 51, New Brunswick's 49, Evesham's also 49. Weather brought to you by Brock Farms. Spring has sprung, and Brock Farms has everything you need for your yard and garden. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold, or Route 34 in Colts Neck.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.